Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today's reflection comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where he writes, Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform religious deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father." Today is Wednesday, but the 11th week in Ordinary Time, June 17th, 2026. There is a hidden room inside every human heart. A quiet place beneath the noise, beneath the performance, beneath the endless desire to be noticed, affirmed, and admired. It's there, in that interior sanctuary, that God waits for us. Jesus speaks today with unusual directness. He warns his disciples about a spiritual danger that is subtle precisely because it disguises itself as goodness. He speaks of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, not sinful things, holy things. Yet even holy things can become distorted when they are done for recognition rather than love. The Pharisees of Jesus' time were not necessarily evil men. Many sincerely desired holiness, but somewhere along the way devotion became theater, prayer became performance, charity became self-advertisement, religion became a mirror in which they admired themselves. And Jesus says plainly, "Be careful." Not because God dislikes good works. God delights in mercy, generosity, sacrifice, and prayer. But he desires something deeper still, a heart that seeks him alone. Contemplative spirituality begins precisely here, with a painful discovery that much of what we do is mixed with hidden motives. We want to be thought of as wise, holy, generous, humble, and compassionate. Even our virtue can become entangled with vanity. The ego is endlessly clever. It can wear religious clothing. A monk once said, "The last thing to be converted in a person is the desire to appear holy." There is truth in that. We may surrender possessions, habits, even ambitions, while still secretly clinging to the need for approval. Jesus invites us into another way, the hidden life. "When you give alms," he says, "do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. When you pray, go to your inner room. When you fast, wash your face." In other words, let your love become quiet. There is something profoundly freeing about doing good without anyone knowing. The ego starves there. The soul becomes simpler there. We begin to act not because we are seen, but because God sees. The saints understood this mystery well. Thérèse of Lisieux believed holiness was found not in dramatic acts, but in hidden love, the unnoticed sacrifice, the silent kindness, the interior offering known only to God. She called it the little way. And perhaps that way is little, precisely because the ego cannot easily feed upon it. A mother rising in the night to comfort a sick child. A man quietly forgiving an old wound. A priest praying alone in an empty church. A widow offering her loneliness to God without bitterness. A hidden act of mercy never spoken of again. These things are luminous in heaven. Our culture trains us to curate ourselves constantly. We announce, display, document, and broadcast nearly everything. Even spirituality can become content. Yet Jesus leads us away from the crowd and into silence, not because hiddenness is gloomy, but because intimacy requires it. Love deepens in secrecy. The most sacred moments of life are often unseen by the world. A whispered prayer beside a hospital bed. Tears shed during Eucharistic adoration. A trembling confession. A soul surrendering to God in darkness. Heaven sees what the world overlooks. And this is the astonishing promise in today's gospel. Your Father who sees in secret will repay you. God sees. God sees the battle no one else understands. He sees the restraint you exercise today. He sees the generosity you offered quietly. He sees the prayer that felt dry and distracted. He sees the exhaustion beneath your smile. God sees the hidden fidelity of your life. Nothing offered in love is ever lost. In contemplative prayer, we slowly learn to live before the gaze of God rather than the gaze of others. This changes everything. We no longer need applause to sustain us. We no longer need to prove ourselves constantly. We become rooted in a deeper identity, beloved children of the Father. The soul at peace does not need to be noticed. Jesus himself lived this hiddenness. 30 years in Nazareth passed in silence before 3 years of public ministry. Even then, he often withdrew alone to pray. His greatest act of love, the cross, looked like failure to the watching world, yet in that hidden surrender, salvation was won. The kingdom of God grows quietly, like a seed beneath soil, like yeast hidden in dough, like grace working invisibly in the heart. Today Christ gently asks us, who are you living for? Whose gaze matters most to you? What would your spiritual life look like if no one ever praised you for it? These questions are not meant to condemn us, but to free us. Because when we stop performing, we can finally begin loving. Perhaps tonight, in the quiet of your room, you might offer God one hidden thing, a prayer no one hears, an act of mercy no one notices, a sacrifice no one applauds. The Father sees, and that is enough. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you who loved in humility and silence, draw us away from the need to be admired. Purify the hidden motives of our hearts. Teach us the beauty of the secret life with you. When we are tempted to look and to seek recognition, lead us back to the quiet place of prayer. when our ego demands applause, teach us the freedom of the hidden life. May our acts of mercy be sincere, our prayer be intimate, and our sacrifices be offered only for your glory. Help us to live beneath the loving gaze of the Father, who sees every hidden tear, every unseen act of goodness, every silent surrender. May our hearts, simple and pure, so that whether noticed or unnoticed, we may belong completely to you. Amen. If you found a grace in this reflection today, I invite you to return here with your friends and family each day to my hermitage, where we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.